In the name of God, the Creator, the Merciful. This is the last edition of our special program on the life of the great Imam Khomeini. In our last two programs, we tried to display some angles to his life. In this program, we'll try to introduce you more with his thoughts and ideas which made him so great. Thoughts and ideas that encompassed his entire deep philosophical life. May his life be a model to ours. Imam's call for unity among Muslims of the world is one of the most important aspects of his beliefs. Imam's determining words were the driving force behind a greater following of Islam in the world and a greater faith among Muslims of the world. Imam Khomeini believed any popular change is invincible.
He was faced with all kinds of dangers prior to his exile to Iraq, when he was living in Iran during the Shah's regime. They tried to intimidate the Imam by threatening and later arresting him. Well, that didn't work. They attempted to do away with him forever, but God kept him safe from the menace that was the Shah and his hirelings. Imam spent the majority of his years in exile in Iraq. The country was led by the kind of man who would have loved to eradicate the likes of the Imam from the face of the earth. However, God kept the Imam under his wings throughout his stay in Iraq. In face, Imam Khomeini had always lived rather a serene life. And God never failed him or let him down. And not long after the triumph of the revolution, he spent a short stint in hospital due to heart problems. I recall that the doctors prescribing that he live in a spot featuring a pleasant climate upon his release. The Imam, however, threatened to leave for Qom should the place have elements of luxury. Well, the search brought us to a cause, to a place and house in the Jamaran area. He immediately took a liking to the house, saying that he had found the place appealing as it was simple. His belief was that a man of God should abstain from a life of luxury. It didn't take him more than a day to move in there. The Voice of America announced that a several-month search had been conducted before finding a house safe from air raids. It made this announcement at a time when the Imam was already living in Jamaran for 2 months. And that was what they said by the Voice of America, that actually they were trying to find a place that was immune from air raids, while all he was seeking was a place simple and free from all luxuries that might be there.
اونجا مسئولیت داشته باشه امام و حمله هوایی امکان نداشته باشه.
Imam Khomeini was a manifestation of true Islam. He was a revolution, a whole nation unto himself. He was the source of a spiritual energy that is even now coming to fruition in the hearts of millions of Muslims. These are people that you might term casual believers of the faith. Imam Khomeini lived the true ideology of Islam. He introduced the real Islam to the world. He lived his life with his faith foremost. The Imam became a true symbol of the people. His legacy is alive and vital in the world today. It will overcome enemies of Islam. We are approaching the anniversary of the June 5th uprising. On this day, the Iranian people mark a milestone, the day that they rose up to defend their honor. The imperial government that day marked its hands with the blood of numerous of its young, brave citizens. The Imam had spent the entirety of his youth and education in the city of Qom. He was so infatuated of the bloodshedding of June 5th that his resolve to oppose the government was further strengthened. The leader of the revolution ushered in a magnificent period for Islam. His leadership deeply affected the people. In fact, his leadership became a source for blessings for the individual and social lives of It would undoubtedly take a great deal of time to list all the trials and achievements of the Imam. The very top of any such list would have to be the revival of Islam. The annals of history are sure to consider this his greatest feat.
Some years prior to this, rumors were circulating in Iraq that the Iranian government had planned to assassinate the Imam and that they tended to call the Iraqi government responsible for the killing. Conversely, there were rumors calling the Iraqi government planning to do away with the Imam, holding the Iranian government a guilty party. Having heard these rumors, the Imam calmly stated that nothing would happen to him unless it was so wished by God. He said that when God saw fit and appropriate, we would have to leave the earth, and by then we needn't worry, and that God would save us from each and every calamity should the desire to do so be. The mighty Saddam was not able to bring him any harm. You know, Imam's life was in danger, particularly when he was making the move to France. However, he had no fear with God on his side. This was the type of thinking turning him into a beloved character in the hearts of people, Muslims. People gave him the greatest of welcomes upon his return to Iran. His death similarly aroused the same type of response from the people. A crowd of approaching 10 million people carried his body to the Behesht-e Zahra Cemetery and on his to his mausoleum. His popularity stems from a number of dimensions, as he was a politician, a religious jurisprudent, and a philosopher wrapped in one package. May God bless his soul.
Another great characteristic of Imam Khomeini was his fight against Israel. Imam Khomeini called Israel a cancerous tumor in the heart of Islam. Imam always called on Muslims to fight against Israel and support the innocent, defenseless people of Palestine. The leader of Catholics, Pope John Paul II, has said the following about Imam. He says, "For what he has done in his country and around the world, I only have deep and honest respect."
امام به خاطر نجات مستضعفین چقدر روی فلسطین سرمایه گذاری کرد.
The Imam invested a great deal to save the oppressed Palestinians. He had always supported Palestine, beginning with the time when not too many people had even heard of the place. And he was always an adamant supporter of the cause of the Palestinian people.
امام از سال 42 قیام کرد.
The Imam started the movement with the June 5th, 1963 uprising. The triumph of 1979 would not have been achieved without the massacre of 1963. He took the burden of being exiled from his country. He did not lose sight of the purpose, and he never stopped fighting for Islam. The triumph of the Islamic Revolution put an end to a 2,500-year-old imperial regime, replacing it with the Islamic government. We should continue the path indicated by Imam Khomeini, as it offers nothing less than the final victory.
Imam Khomeini undertook painstaking efforts, with the result that the Muslims regained their true stature. He worked hard to establish a global Islamic community. He succeeded in replacing the word nation with the phrase Ummah, Islamic nation. He stated on several occasions that the Ummah, the Islamic nation, could be of any country or the important thing is that they be a proud nation, proud of their faith, and that they be brothers and equals. The fall of the Shah's government brought an end to some of the misguided beliefs of the Iranian people. This was one of the great victories of the Imam Khomeini-led revolution. He succeeded in saving the nation from the colonialist policies of both the East and the West. The movement he led was capable of overthrowing a powerful government, the government of the Shah of Iran. The revolution was able to teach its inheritors that Islam is a religion of this world and that Islam does not make distinctions between the poor and the wealthy. Islam turns piety as a deciding factor, not wealth.
We've reached the end of our special program on the anniversary death of the great Imam Khomeini. hope in the short time that we had with you, we were able to bring to you a small part of this great philosopher's life and thoughts. After his death, a renowned international press agency said the following. It said, that great leader did not only topple a king, but his message for humanity shook the entire world. Imam Khomeini was the leader of the Islamic world, and his tomb here is a pilgrimage site to all Muslims and freedom lovers around the world. May God bless his soul. Goodbye.